بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His forgiveness and guidance at all times, and durood and salawat be upon our leader and master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in great abundance. Alhamdulillah, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided us to this mubarak, this beautiful deen, and for having granted us such a beautiful system in this deen of the belief in the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the unique creator and the final messenger with the noble Quran. Now, as we know very well, when a general or commander of an army intends to send out a battalion or send out a soldier on a secret mission, such a mission that the life of the commander depends on it. So naturally or obviously, he's going to select his best, most worthy, most trustworthy, most reliable, and the soldier and the one that is closest to him to undertake this mission. So it's not surprising that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to leave Makkah Mukarramah, it was a very, very crucial time, and there had to be utmost secrecy, because at that stage the Quraysh were hell-bent on destroying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aliyazu billah. They had intended to kill him, and that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to leave Makkah and move away, undertake the journey of Hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. So it is at this stage that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the very same trusty sahabi, the one absolutely close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the very same personality who was selected by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the Amir of Hajj in the 9th year. And it was also Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu who was selected to take the place of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the masjid during his illness as the imam. So who is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? A very brief history of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and some details of his life. As a young boy, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was taken by his father Abu Quhafa to the Kaaba, in which there were idols. His father instructed him that these are your gods, make sajda to it, prostrate to it. And he left his son there. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu looked at these idols and he turned to one of them and he said that, "Verily I am hungry, feed me." And obviously the idol did not respond. He then said to it, "Verily I am in need of clothes, so clothe me." Still there was no reply from the idol, no reaction. Then he took a stone and threw it at the idol, causing the idol to fall upon its face and break and to shatter. And the idol was not able to do anything, obviously. Then he returned to his house, knowing fully well that these idols cannot benefit, nor can they cause harm. They cannot speak. So this shows that from a young age, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was not involved in all the fitnas and all the sinning that other people were. From a young age, he was upon the way of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he grew up recognizing that drinking and so on was not the way of a good of a gentleman. It was not the way of a human being. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the teachings of the previous Anbiya alayhim as-salam, like Nabi Ibrahim alayhi as-salam. He stayed upon the way of and the millat of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi as-salam, and even the trade that he conducted, it was very beneficial because he conducted it in a trustworthy and truthful manner. So he had very, very clean dealings. He was not involved in any shirk from a young age, not involved in any cheating and so on, and gambling and so on. Now, at that time in Makkah, every group from amongst the Quraysh had a specific duty which they had to fulfill and carry out. Now, the family of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the Banu Taym, they were weak and they were few in number and they had little wealth. It was for this reason that they were unable to carry out any duties. But this was only until from amongst them, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu showed compassion towards the poor, started assisting them, assisting the oppressed people, and he helped the weak. And he also undertook the duty of paying blood money in the Quraysh. And not only did he pay any amount that was asked of them, but he gave more. He increased upon it. And all the people began loving him because of his beautiful actions, his good character, his good akhlaq. Soon he began to be recognized as someone trustworthy. And even our beloved Rasul, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, recognized what a beautiful person he was, what a wonderful person he was, and befriended him. So, as youngsters, now this was even before Nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So as youngsters, they were inseparable, they were very, very close. Hence, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gained the Nubuwat, was granted the prophethood, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was one of the first to come and ask him about this. He asked that, what is this that has reached me regarding you? That means, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard the people speaking about the Nubuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the message had gone out. So he came to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly that, what is this news that has reached me? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, what has reached you? So he replied that, you are in writing towards Allah and claiming that you are a Nabi or a messenger of Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, O Abu Bakr, Allah has made me a giver of glad tidings and warnings, and he sent me for all of mankind. What was Hazrat Abu Bakr, his close friend's reply? He said, by Allah, I have never ever heard a single lie from you. Verily, you are the most worthy with this message because of your trustworthiness, joining of relations, and good actions. Thereafter, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu accepted Islam immediately. It was from this moment onwards that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's iman increased. He knew that Islam was a road to Jannah, and it would be necessary for whoever accepted Islam to sacrifice himself as well as his wealth. He was wealthy. He had realized that he would have to sacrifice his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was one of the Ashara Mubashara, those who were given the glad tidings of Jannah by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dunya. And his iman transformed to such an extent that it was often likened to a mountain which even earthquakes could not move. His iman was such that if it was placed on one side of scale, and the iman of the entire ummah until the day of Qiyamah was placed on the other side, his iman would outweigh the iman of the entire ummah. This is what we learned from the noble teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Initially, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began inviting people towards Islam, it was done in secrecy. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began preaching, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed to proclaim openly now, to the people. From that point on, the mushrikeen began to punish Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his few followers. It was at this time Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had played a very crucial role as well. For example, in the release of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, he had seen Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu being punished in the heat of the day when the big rock was placed on his stomach or his chest, and he was dragged around on the hot sand. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu spent his wealth in not just buying him, but granting him his freedom as well. So in this way, he had spent a lot of money, given up his wealth for the sake of deen, such that, you know, he did not have any care for the dunya. His focus was now the akhirah. On another occasion, when someone had attacked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam near the Kaaba, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saw that and came to his assistance. And that resulted in him being beaten up so badly that he lost consciousness. And even then, when he had gained consciousness, he was not concerned about his own well-being, but immediately asked about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how is he? When the people around him assured him that he is, that he's okay, he was not satisfied with that. Rather, he wanted to go meet his beloved and close friend. Only when he was taken there and he met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he was in a very, very unhealthy state, his head had been he was beaten up on the head, and his there were scars and there were wounds on his head that were bleeding. Still, that was when only then was he satisfied that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was safe. When eventually, as mentioned earlier, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to move away from Makkah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen him, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, to accompany him on this fateful journey, a very crucial journey, a very treacherous journey. None other than Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu could be trusted to such an extent. They stayed there in the cave. There's no time to go into details. And thereafter, when they settled in Medina, and when they had reached Medina, and after a while, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed his desire to have a masjid built, then it was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu who stepped forward in order to buy and purchase the land on which the masjid was to be built. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left this dunya, or just before he left this dunya, he was too weak to perform the salah. And who did he appoint as the imam? None other than Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hence, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this dunya, it was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that was elected by the people to be the first Khalifa. He had a very short period of Khalifat, just over 2 years, and during that time Islam had spread throughout Arabia, extending into Iraq, and even at this time, although he had done much to quell the opposition from certain munafiqeen and bring the ummah under control, you know, we can imagine the unsettled nature of the ummah at that time when Rasulullah, the leader, had left, and some people had even, aliyazu billah, abandoned Islam. But Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the one who had the most courage to bring everything under control. So there was much expansion under his rule, and even though he had such a major task to do, such a big job to do, he did not take any salary at first. until Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu insisted that no, he rather take a certain amount, even if be a minimal amount, so that that would free him up. He wouldn't have to, he won't have to do carry out any other work, and he would be able to devote his entire attention and all his time to the Khilafat. This he did after being pressurized and after being pushed into it. But at the time of his mouth, he ensured that his garden that he possessed was sold and all that money be returned to the Baytul Mal. So this is a wonderful personality, the best of people after the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the best of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates his stages in Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to recognize his greatness and to accept the sacrifices carried out by such great personalities. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.